بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين ونبي درداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله تعالى يقول انا الله لا اله الا انا مالك الملك قلوب الملوك في يدي وان العباد اذا اطاعوني حولت قلوب ملوكهم عليهم بالرحمة والرأفة وإن العباد إذا عصوني حولت قلوبهم بالسخط والنقمة فساموهم سوء العذاب فلا تشغلوا أنفسكم بالدعاء على الملوك ولكن اشغلوا أنفسكم بالذكر والتضرع كيف أكفيكم ملوككم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال حسن البصري رحمه الله أعمالكم عمالكم وما تكونوا يولى عليكم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the election is over and we know the result. The dust is settled now and picture is clear. But as a believers, we believe everything happens through the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was destiny, it was written in the fate of the president since he was born that he will be second time also the president of United States. That was his taqdeer and he won. We don't talk about asbab and ahwal, but focus on the sharia, what the Islam and the Holy Quran and our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak sunnah is teaching us and guiding towards it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ قُلْ إِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must inform them, declare them, let them know that the king of the all the kings of the world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu'til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. He grants the kingdom to whom he wishes and snatch away the kingdom and power from whom he wishes. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhillu man tasha. Izzah, dignity, honor is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disgrace, dishonor, humiliation is also in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Biyadikal khayr, everything in his hand is khayr. And this is what the belief of the all the believers. How? But that is the fear what will happen in future. That is the khawf. And as a human being, this is one of the emotion we came with our personality. It is within ourselves. It is installed in our body. This emotion of the fear, emotion of the happiness, emotion of anxiety and worry, we all born with it. And as we live our lives, we face different kind of changing in our emotions according to ahwal and conditions of our outside. But Ulama explain, khawf is the fear of the future, what will happen. And hasan is the worry and concern and sadness which already happened in past. Wala, that's why when the time of the believer's departure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angel descend upon him and the angels comfort him. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Don't be scared of the future destination, that after your death what will happen. You don't have to worry about it. And don't be feel sorrow or sadness what we have left behind you. Khawf is called the future anxiety, and hazan and the sorrow and sadness is whatever past. But as Ulama explained, there is a difference between khawf and between hazan, between the anxiety of the future and between the sadness of the past. And what is that? As a human being, so many things happen in our life so far as we grown up. And we regret and we feel sorry and we feel bad. Sometimes parents pass away in early age. That is a hazan, that is a malal, that is worry and concern, and that is a sadness. Sometimes young child just all of a sudden depart from us. The big loss for the parents. It's very hard to come over it, to stomach it, to digest it. Sometimes we're doing so well in our business and all of a sudden we get lost. Sometimes we are very well off in our job and all of a sudden we lost our job. We get laid off. We lost. Sometimes we have a nice car, spend a lot of money on it, all of a sudden it got involved in the accident. May Allah save all of us. We lost. Total. These are so many practical examples happening with every individual throughout the life. But that hazan or that sorrow or that sadness, although makes us feel very bad, but we carry that burden and we pass it on, we continue our lives. After losing the parents, for example, a person is not sitting at home. He has grief, he has sorrow for few days. He is missing his parents, mother and father. But after a few days, he start going to the job, start working. Likewise, he lost his child, so sad. Few days he will feel it, but as time pass, he has to continue, he has to work out. He got his car, lost, it's okay, he's going to feel few days, but he's not going to sit at home, why am I lost my car, what can I do now? No, he will make sure, he will prepare some other asbab and he will purchase another car, because he needs that vehicle to go from, you know, from A to B. He's not keep on sitting at home and crying, I lost my car, now I cannot move it. No, he's going to purchase another one. Life has to continue. He's not going to sit down. He lose one job, now he's not going to cry rest of the life. I was working so much, so nicely, so hard, now I got no job, I'm going to sit at home. No, immediately he's going to apply for another job. He's going to look and he's going to strive to get another job. So this is what we are carrying, although we are feeling it, that grief and that sorrow, but we continue with that. We're not stopping our life. Show must be on. Right? They say show must be carried on no matter what happens. But the fear of future, that anxiety makes a person paralyzed. He has no hope. He has no courage. He got stuck. What will happen to me? I apply, I pass my exam, I don't know what result will come out. Am I going to get a job or not? This will happen to me or not? I propose for some girl, I don't know if she is going to accept, the parents will accept or reject. So many examples, practical examples. So this anxiety of future makes a person paralyzed. This is what is exactly happening. Election was now is over. Now we have fear what will happen with the Muslims. This new president, what will be his policy? How will act the foreign policy? What is going to do with regard to Gaza and Palestine and Ukraine? He did promise that he's going to stop the war. But let's see in future what will happen. And as I said, everything happens through the command and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our belief. And mu'min acts accordingly. Ma asaba min musibatin fa bima kasabat aydikum wa ya'fu an kathir. Whatever happens to you or around you, it was already predetermined. That was a destiny that's supposed to happen in that way. And that is how we have to take care of the scenario, take care of our surrounding, and we should not lose the hope. At the end of the day, whatever is happening is through the commands and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing happens against the command and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why this hadith Qudsi, it's so profound, my brothers and sisters. It makes us think and ponder and give us some kind of comfort in today's scenario and situation as well. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling this. So it becomes hadith Qudsi, related by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the message in it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So it is more authentic hadith. Whenever you hear hadith Qudsi means direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala is telling us, an Allah, this is the first thing we have to believe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, all power. And inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, Allah ta'ala is still there, although the new president, or new this thing, new policy, but Allah is remained as powerful as he was in yesterday. An Allah, la ilaha illa ana, there is none worthy of worship but me alone. What is my attribute? Malikul mulk. I am the king of all the kings of the world. Qulubul muluk fi yadi. The hearts of all the kings and the presidents of the world, of each and every country, is under my control. I created them. I made them president. I made them king. So their hearts is under my control. And this is the principle, my brothers and sisters. This is the point we all have to understand. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing through our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this beautiful hadith, innal abd or innal ibad idha ata'uni hawwaltu quluba mulukihim alayhim bir rahmati wal rafa. If my servants obey me, worship me, and fulfill my commands, then for those kind of righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala promised, حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ I change, because Allah ta'ala said, the hearts of the kings and the presidents and rulers are in my hand, under my control. So if my ibad, if my servant becomes my obedient servants, righteous servants, then what I do? I just change the heart of the masters or hearts of the muluk,
and hearts of the king and presidents for them, Rahma or Rafa. They become very beneficial. Their policies are giving them profit and giving them more comfort. So their policies are, suitable to the people if they become obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same president or same king becomes the merciful and good for them. On the other side, وَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَ إِذَا أَسَوْنِي, when my servants disobey my commands, they don't care to pray me, they don't care to worship me, they become rebellious or unmindful towards my ahkam and my ibadat. إِذَا أَسَوْنِي حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِالسَّخْطَ وَالنَّقْمَ. So I change the hearts of the presidents, change the hearts of the rulers and the kings against the people. They become very ruthless, merciless, tyrant. But why is happening? Because of our amal, because of our sins, because of our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَامُوهُ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So this same president or king, give them trials and tribulations and hardships, economically and in all other ways. Fala, so what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Fala tashgalu anfusakum bidduai alal muluk. When this kind of tyrant president or king comes up and people are so much afraid and frustrated about his policies and his rulings, what they do? They start crying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against that president, against that king, against that ruler. Oh Allah, destroy him. Oh Allah, destroy him, because he's so tyrant. Allah ta'ala said, don't make dua or baddua or curse upon the muluk. Check yourself. Where are you wrong? What wrong you have done? So Allah ta'ala said, don't get busy or involved in cursing upon those kind of presidents and the muluk. Wala, wala kinis gulu anfusakum bi dhikri wa tadarru'. Rather, you must engage yourself, correct yourself, rectify yourself, apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submit to Almighty Allah, regret on your sins, repent on your sins, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tyrant king or the president is for means to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are unmindful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it's happening. The situation in ahwal comes down because of your amal and your actions. A'malukum ummalukum. As Hazrat Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, your amal, if go good amal on the heaven, good decisions come down from the heavens. If your amal is bad, then the bad decisions come down from the heaven. This all depends on our amal, on our actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that you must engage yourself with my remembrance and my tadarru, and you must cry to me and apologize to me. Kay akfiku mulukakum. So I can be sufficient for you, on behalf of you, towards your presidents and your kings. Because still their heart is my hand, under my control, I can change any time. What you have to do, that's what we are not doing. We are missing our part. And then we cry, and then we make, curse upon the muluk, nothing will happen. Because I am wrong, I am not doing my part, I am not doing my job. I'm lacking in my responsibility. How I expect to be a good condition in my country? How I expect to be a good, a good president of my country? Because I'm wrong. I'm not doing my job. I forgot to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was very young child, and he said one day he was traveling behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving him some beautiful advice. Look at the scenario. Ulama explained, he was only 7, 8, 9 years boy, sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the same camel. And he was a nephew of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala. And he was very young boy, sitting behind the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned towards him and he said, Ya Ghulam, O my beloved son, Inni u'allimuka kalimatin. I am going to teach you few very, very important advices. Ihfizillah yahfazka. You must be careful about the responsibilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take care of those 5-time prayers, whatever you have to do with regard to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do that. If you do this, then Allah will protect you. Ihfizillah tajidu tujahaka. You must be mindful of the responsibility and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will be sufficient. He will be in front of you whenever you need Him. Then this is the tawakkul. This is the trust. This is the reliance on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally. Rasulullah said in the childhood, Ida sa'alta fas'alillah. Whatever you need, any necessity of this dunya or in hereafter, you only ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ask from the makhluk. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you need any kind of help, any kind of assistance, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spread the musalla, pray to rakat salatul haja, and beg and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will definitely help you and He will respond unto your call. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَلَمْ إِنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اسْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. The whole world get together to benefit you individually, they will never ever be able to give you any kind of benefit, but only that much which was already predetermined for you in your taqdeer, in your fate. No more, no less. Whatever Allah already destined for you, the whole world will get together and they can only grant you or assist you only that much which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already has written in your taqdeer. Walaw istama'u, and they all get together, all the countries get together on one platform collectively, an yadurruka bi shay'in shay'in. If they want to harm you a little bit, all together, all the sources, all the forces, all the strength and power, all the military of the world get together to harm you, bi shay'in, little bit, lam yadurruka, they will never ever be harm you, illa bi shay'in, but only that much which qad katabahu Allahu alayk, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already destined for you, has written for you in your taqdeer. Not more and no less than that. Rufiyat al-aqlamu wa jufat al-su'ud. The taqdeer and fate is already written and nothing will change in your taqdeer. What is our part, what is our responsibility, brothers and sisters, in this time and era? We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to fill our masajid with the ibadat, with the prayers, and you must cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the doer, Allah is the protector, Allah is our savior. No one else can protect and save us from any kind of anxiety, individually or collectively. We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our individual level and on our collective level. And all together, if you beg and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely, most certainly, Allah has power
over everything, and Allah can change any condition, any situation from bad to good. This is our tawakkul, this is our faith, and this is our reliance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon it.